The bipartisan Indian Law and Order Commission issued a report today saying Alaska's on the wrong track to help Alaska Natives fight crime. But the state attorney general says the Parnell administration is doing a good job at tackling a mammoth problem. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports.
The Indian Law and Order Commission is a national entity, but in its six-chapter report, one is devoted just to Alaska. Commissioners visited almost two dozen communities in the state, including urban areas and regional hubs, as well as remote villages.
A woman raised her hand and said, you know, I've been raped, and every woman in this room has been raped. And every woman in this entire village has been raped.
That's Troy Ide, the chair of the Indian Law and Order Commission. He says Alaska's dramatically high rates of crime caught the commission's attention. Ide says limited law enforcement and victim support services are part of the problem.
How could it possibly be that you have 223 Alaska Native villages in Alaska, and you have only one women's shelter in any one of them? And that you've got no juvenile shelters, and all 223 is the number. No juvenile shelters at all. That's just unconscionable. There are 75 communities at least in the bush that don't have any law enforcement at all. And if the state's not going to provide anything other than guys who don't even carry firearms, how are people going to be safe?
Ide says the nine commission members, who all serve as volunteers, held hearings, took testimony, and met with health, tribal, social services, law enforcement, and justice system officials.
I have great respect for the state officials we met, and they've been very open about talking to us, giving us information, and we acknowledge that in our reports. But in many instances, they're just wrong. They do not recognize that this is a horrific on-the-ground reality for many Native people, and that colonial models are not going to work in the United States. They've never worked.
Ide says the state's strongly centralized system doesn't provide for collaboration with local governments, Native or not. He says the commission looked at what works in the lower 48 and what's working in places in Alaska to some extent, and recommends building the ability of Native tribes to arrest, prosecute, and punish, to govern themselves.
We emphatically reject the status quo in Alaska in terms of the state's current remote policing and limited services to Alaska Native nations.
Ide says the report also recommends changes that would strengthen federally recognized tribes in Alaska, channeling more funding their way for governance and allowing Native corporations to transfer lands to tribes for placement in trust status, where they're protected from seizure and taxation. Alaska's Attorney General Michael Garrity says he agrees with some of the recommendations outlined in the commission's report. He says Governor Sean Parnell at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in October said the state is working on a new initiative with tribes. Garrity says the state plans to announce details of the initiative this week.
And we're in the process of following up on those and hope to, you know, share an agreement shortly to work with tribes and let them take over responsibility for imposing, you know, civil remedies on low-level crimes that occur in the community, but which are nonetheless important. I mean, alcohol-related offenses, domestic violence, and other misdemeanors like that, to let them try to take a hand in making communities safer. So I agree with the commission so far as that is something we should be exploring with the state.
Garrity says the governor is also mindful of the limitations of law enforcement and support services in rural Alaska.
Governor Parnell's added $44 million in funding over just the last 4 years to increase VPSOs, troopers, and the type of treatment programs you're talking about. So, I mean, I think he's very mindful and very sensitive to this. But, you know, in a state as large as Alaska and as disconnected as we are by roads and so on, I mean, it's a mammoth undertaking.
Garrity says he does differ with the commission report where it discusses tribal sovereignty. Ide is optimistic the report will catch the attention of Congress, but that remains to be seen. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.